So good morning, everyone, and welcome, welcome. It is February the 22nd, 02 of 22, and my name is Maura Lustig, and I am your winning Wednesday trainer on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team, and I absolutely love being here every Wednesday morning to be able to pour greatness into you and to give you some insights on how you can connect with others and build your Isagenics teams and enjoy the products as well. So, we're in week 5 of the 90-day action plan. There is a lot going on this week, and we've had some great training already with Carolyn and Lori. Before we get any further into trainings, and I've got lots in store for you today, just remember to put yourself in mute mode, star 6 if you're not speaking, okay, and so we can keep the line clear. And so I'd love to have some gratitudes. What are you grateful for this morning? Step out. Let me have a couple of them quick and fast. Who's going first?
Well, I put myself on mute, as you said, so I couldn't say anything, but this is Potato, and I'm very grateful for all of you.
Well, thank you, Potato. Appreciate that. What goes around comes around. It's so true. And who else? Who else has a share, something you're happy about in your life today?
More, I'll pipe up.
Okay, pipe away, Kevin.
Well, thank you. And I have two things, actually. One is I just want to say I'm grateful for the sunshine. You know, sometimes we take that for granted down here in Phoenix, but it's been really stormy the first 2 months of the year, and it's finally clearing up a bit. The sun is shining, and it looks like it's going to be a great day. And then I want to throw this out there for consideration. And, you know, I've teased you with this now for a year, I think. But I think since Wednesday is your day, when it becomes time to be Wednesday morning, it should be Wednesday morning. So I'm just going to throw that out there.
You are a riot. Just so you know, everyone, my name is spelled M-A-U-R-A. So that would be M-A-U-R-A-N-I-N-G.
There you got it.
Oh, my goodness. All right. You're so cute. With that, I'll take one more. Someone else. Who else is something they're grateful for?
Hey, Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, I am grateful for, everybody could agree with this, but the products. You know, I haven't done a cleanse for a while, and today I'm doing a cleanse day, and I am so grateful for the opportunity to rebalance and just regenerate everything. So that's my gratitude.
I love that, Jen, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, Jeff and I, we cleanse every Monday, and for me, that literally resets my body, resets my mind. It recharges, re-energizes me, and so I'm always, it's always top of mind for me how incredible cleansing is, and that's one of the, it's such a cornerstone of what we do with Isagenics. We are a company with a system that is intermittent fasting combined with meal replacement and supplementation, bringing the body into an alkaline balance and lowering cortisol, lowering stress in the body. And you just nailed it. So thank you for saying that this morning. Love it. So with that, let's go ahead and get some training going on here, because what I want to talk about today, first I want to ask you all a question. How often would you say a new person feels overwhelmed in Isagenics?
Daily.
Isn't that the truth? That was Ken, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I would say that is probably the biggest challenge that new people face, is that once they say yes, whether it's simply to having an experience with the products, or yes, to learning how to share Isagenics with others and create breathing room financially in their lives. Overwhelm is probably the most common challenge. I don't know if I would call it an objection or a complaint. I would just say it's a state of mind that we all experience. And does anyone know? Well, first of all, let me ask you this. How would you like it today if I could separate overwhelm and take out the over and just leave the whelm? Would you like that?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get this. First of all, I want you to understand what the word overwhelm really means. We all understand what over is, but whelm, this is so cool. To whelm, whelm is an act or an instance of flowing or heaping up abundantly. It's a surge, as in the whelm of the tide. And it's another way of putting it is to whelm is to overcome in thought or feeling, whelmed with a rush of joy. And if you all know me on Facebook, then you'll see that I often will have a hashtag, abundance with ease. And that is whelming. Abundance with ease is what I have as my on my business card. It's a phrase that I think of daily. So it's how you separate over from whelm and allow the whelm. Because, you know, stress is actually very good for us, right? It's about teaching those butterflies to fly in formation. It's about understanding that if you just exchange the word stress for excited every time you feel it, you would learn how to conquer fear. You'd learn how to expand your horizon, how to step more into the things that you know you should do that you haven't done. I'm not talking about stress specifically today, but I'm just relating that in a tiny way to what we talk about when we say we're overwhelmed. So one of the first things I want to mention with how to avoid overwhelm is, like, here it is. We're coming into spring. And does anyone else hear that beep sound, or is it just me? How do we get rid of that?
I hear it.
Let me try that.
I hear it.
Let me see if I can find it. I'm going to try muting a couple of things here.
Yes, I hear it.
Oh, man. Kevin, can you help me with that? All right.
I'm looking.
Thanks, hon. Okay. So there's a great video, movie. It's a documentary on Netflix I want to mention to all of you today. It's called The Minimalists. And there's also a book called Declutter. Because here we are going into spring, and right now is a perfect time. I know it's still February, but so what? I mean, I'm already seeing a shift in the energy. I'm seeing the days getting longer. And right now, in order to be able to fully focus on what you want to do going forward, decluttering your mind and your space is paramount. I mean, Susan Sly in her Organize Your Life course, she really emphasizes this right at the beginning. Look at your space that you live in. Look at your closet. Look at your drawers. What could you actually get rid of? What could you simplify in your life? In the space, your environment, what could you do differently so that you are not overwhelmed with clutter, with things that are not essential? And, interesting. We do have a lot of background noise today. Let me just try something else here. There we go. I think I got that. All right. So, three things. Let's look at policy, checklists, and to-do lists. There's quite a difference between the three things. When you joined Isagenix, you had to agree to the policies and procedures. That's part of opening an account. And how often do you think people actually read policies and procedures when they buy something or they have a warranty for a service or anything like that? How often would you say people actually read through all the fine print to understand what's in the policies and procedures?
Very seldom.
That's right, because we're trusting
the
company. But yeah, and I'm not criticizing that behavior either. I'm just pointing out, though, that we seldom do take the time. But why are those policies and procedures there? They are there because they spell out in detail what the principles are that company follows, what their legal stand is, what their standards are. And it's expected to be an agreement, right? There's expectations that are being set that this is always going to be this way, that's a standard they don't deviate from. Whether you like it or not, you read it and you agree. And think about your own life. What are your principles? What are the things that you don't deviate from? And how does your behavior reflect that? Because people don't care what you say. They watch what you do, right? So where do you draw the line in the sand? What are the things that you won't give up? What are the things that you will never cross the line and do? Okay? Those are your policies. Now, what about checklists, though? Checklists are step by step. When you bake a cake, you've got a recipe. A recipe is a form of checklist. When pilots take off, they're going through tons of different checklists before the plane even leaves the hangar. And, in a high-end restaurant, there's a checklist for what they're doing so that they always can deliver the best food to the table in a specified amount of time. Doctors, surgeons in hospitals, everyone has different checklists. When buildings are being put up, these high skyscrapers, they all work with checklists so they can coordinate activity and make sure that nothing falls through the cracks. You have a checklist in your Isagenix business. Are you using it? What's an example of a checklist with Isagenix? Come on, guys. What's an example of a checklist with Isagenix?
The 90-day plan.
Well, that's definitely a program. Yeah. How about the new associate checklist? How about the 8 steps to successfully launching a new associate? It's pure and simple. It's a checklist. And do you know why we've developed this checklist? Why it's in IsogenicsBusiness.com? Why it's referenced in every single big event you go to, whether it's Isagenix University or New Year kickoff or celebration? Who knows why this checklist is so important?
Because it works.
Yeah, so what happens if we don't follow it?
Hey, Maura?
Yeah, Kevin.
Could it possibly be so that we're all doing the same thing?
Yep, that's true too. And there's a reason we're all doing the same thing. It's because the same thing works, right? It's because it's tried and true. It's been proven. It's been demonstrated that if you miss one of these steps, you're not going to have retention. You're not going to have someone who understands how to do the program. You're not going to have someone who gets results and continues to order more product. And you're not going to have someone who then learns how to share with others if you miss a step on the checklist. And that doesn't mean it won't happen for sure, but it's much less likely to occur. It's very simple to learn how to follow a checklist. Now, for me, I live by checklists. When I get up in the morning and, I have a mental checklist that I'm going through in the kitchen of all the different things I'm doing to prepare my body. And with the performance products with Isagenix, the different things I do, and then I'm getting out the door and I'm going to the gym. When I'm at the gym, I have a workbook, and I write in it every single day what I'm, what my exercises are going to be as I work through, lower body, chest, abs, biceps, triceps, deltoids, all of that, right, as I rotate those exercises throughout the week and then do cardio at the end. And I've been able to track exactly how much muscle I have built because of doing those checklists and because of incorporating new variety into my system. Checklists are not negotiable. If you're not using them, then you're missing a step that is probably key to building your business. And not only the fact that it's just on a system level of getting it right, but whenever you tick something off a checklist, do you know what hormone is released? Dopamine. Dopamine is that lovely little hit that we get when our phone dings and we know we've got a Facebook message or a notification. It's that thing that happens in casinos where you hear the bells going off. That triggers dopamine. And when you're combining that with working out at the gym where you're releasing endorphins because of, working your body, then that's a combination of endorphins and dopamine. I can't think of a better way to start the day than totally fired up because of getting my butt out the door and over to the gym. And while I'm at the gym, I'm multitasking because the next thing that's beyond a checklist is the to-do list. To-do lists and checklists are quite different. To-do is something I work with my calendar and a notepad. So I'm looking in my calendar for what appointments I have scheduled, what activities are non-negotiable on a certain day. And then I put on my to-do list what things are also immediate that maybe I have to add into that game plan and around those things that are the boulders that are already put into the day. Like, for instance, today, when we're driving to Toronto tonight to go to the Red and White, we're going to check in tonight at the hotel. I've got to water the plants. I've got to do a whole bunch of different things. Today, I have 3 Zoom meetings set up with people around the world. And that's another aspect of organizing your life is clustering. Work in sprints. Work in, say, 90 minutes of nonstop activity, and then take an hour off. Change your geography, change your energy, shift, and then come back at it again. It's like high intensity interval training when you're doing this. So even when I'm at the gym, I've got my phone with me. I've got my to-do list, and my schedule is already in my phone. And so with my to-do list, I am in between the reps on the different machines when I'm doing my, building my muscles. As I have to pause for a minute in between sets, I am saying to myself, who do I need to reach out to today? What groundwork can I lay that I can get this all done now before I even get home for the 10 o'clock Health, Wealth, and Freedom team call? So this morning, I was setting up Zoom meetings from my phone. I was texting new cleansers to see how they're doing. I was sending out a flyer to somebody else to let them know about an upcoming event, all while I'm, you know, dancing back and forth between the different exercises that I'm doing. How many of you start your day with a, like, totally on purpose? Or do you kind of slide into it, kind of hoping that you'll feel like doing whatever it is later, literally flying by the seat of your pants? Can you see what a difference this makes? Who's with me on this?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Who else is already
Absolutely.
Using Yeah, good. Who else has checklists? Who else makes a to-do list each day? How many of you are doing that?
I do.
I do.
Nice. Yeah. And can you all agree to do it more? And
yeah.
Do you understand why? Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
So something I want to talk about next is, you know, Carl Jung, he talks about archetypes. He talks about the lover, the warrior, the magician, and the sovereign. And I want to relate those archetypes to what we do in Isagenix. Within the lover, you're building rapport. When we talked about Kathy last week, building common ground and affirming people, that's love energy. That's you building know, like, and trust. It's totally lover. And it's a beautiful place to be, but, you know, we can't stay there. We have to be able to move from that because, and then into the next level of warrior, magician, and sovereign. Otherwise, we can't influence people. And your success is equal to your contribution to this world. It's your growth, your ability to step up. We're obligated to persuade, getting people to do something different that will add value to their lives. So you build rapport, and the next level is warrior, and that is urgent, and it is your passion. It is who you're being in the matter. And we don't do Isagenix. We are Isagenix. People see me and they and this is so cool. I was at a networking thing yesterday, a meeting with other women in business, networking luncheon and roundtables where they, you know, kind of introduce themselves and then there's a guest speaker. And, you know, one of the girls at one table I was at, she made the comment to me about how every time she sees me, I look healthier, I look fitter. And I said to her, I see the same thing too when I go to events. And the other people in Isagenix who I have known for so long, over the years, as we've gotten older, we have gotten better. At 61, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I see that is true for so many others. I go to an event expecting to see them looking older and tired. No, not at all. I mean, you look at Jim and Kathy Coover, that's one perfect example, and it's not just because they're billionaires and can afford to go to the spa every day. No. It's because they are Isagenix, and we all have the opportunity to be that as well. So that, the urgency and the passion is where you're asking for permission, right? Because unless you ask, nothing's going to happen. You have to be willing to get out of your comfort zone and ask if you can share something that could change someone's life. And then when they say yes, now you're a magician. Because now you can say to them easily, here's what I can show you. This is how easy, this is how simple this is to do. This is where you teach skills. We have techniques. We have the tools. The 8 steps fits in here now, helping someone. This is, you know, really helping people start successfully so that they can achieve and maintain results for life. One of my favorite things, and Carolyn mentioned this as well, is the ISA Tools to Go and ISA Tools to Go Pro app on your desktop login. I hope that all of you are looking at this tool and understanding what you can do with the drip campaign. Both Carolyn and Lori talked this week about getting in touch with people maybe you haven't seen for a while. go back through your downline, or go back through connections that you haven't thought of, in recent time that you may have approached, because, many people don't say yes initially, and then we sometimes forget to keep following up, and follow-up is where the fortune is. Use the ISIP Tools to Go Pro app to go in and look at the variety of ways that you could be setting up something to gently drip on people, taking the pressure off of you to try to think of it all the time yourself. Or when you set up a new cleanser, to have that program kick in with a little email to them supporting them in their journey. I just love the simplicity of that. I mean, and of course, just on the top level, the surface of it is that the very quickly being able to send out a link to a video or a PDF or science or clinical study or whatever, I love it. And then finally, the sovereign. So we start out building rapport. We move into the warrior, which is urgency and passion. The magician is the know-how. It's the systems, the tools, the support. And finally, sovereign. Sovereign is so important. Sovereign is about empowerment. As a sovereign, you are painting the big picture. You're empowering others. This is personal development. This is things like the Healthy Mind and Body Program, ISOBody Challenge, and leadership programs. Looking at what other leaders are doing and being willing to take the lead to offer to help others in a way that takes them beyond their current circumstances. You are a beacon of hope for others. When I introduced myself yesterday at the tables, I didn't mention product. I talked about how grateful I am that I get paid to pour greatness into others. I make a living making others feel good about themselves and showing them how they can achieve and maintain results for life. I love that I can help people transform, and I believe transformations are for everyone. I love what I do. I spoke like that, and I mentioned, and to be able to provide people with solutions in the areas of weight loss, energy, performance, and most of all, healthy aging. And I have the lookbook with me, and I put it on the table, and I say, feel free to have a look if you wish, ladies. And people come up to me afterwards, and they say, I want to hear more about that. And I often haven't mentioned product at all. I'm talking from my heart. I'm coming across as sovereign. And then depending on where the conversation goes, I'm building more rapport. I'm inviting them to take a look. And I'm going to use all my systems, tools, and support to be able to go to the next piece. So policy and procedure is your principles, your standards. Raise your standards, you'll change your life. The checklist is using the systems and the tools step by step without fail. If you miss something, at least you can check the list and say, oh, that's where I made the mistake. I forgot to do such and such. Instead of asking yourself what went wrong, you'll know what went wrong. And finally, the to-do list is the immediate things. What do I need to focus on that, darn, it has to happen today, and I've just come up and I've got to add it to my list now. So with that, I'm going to open the call for feedback or questions. What are you getting out of today, guys? Am I alone?
Hi, Maura. This is Carol from New Jersey. I'm getting the message that it's just important to have a plan every day and follow through. Whether it's I have sticky notes all over my back door, over my microwave, when I have to get on a Zoom call, when I have to do this, and it is a constant reminder, and it helps me tremendously because we're all so busy, and having those checklists definitely helps.
Thank you, Carol. Much appreciated. Yes.
You're welcome.
Vision and affirmations are critical, but they are the why. The next step is what and how, right? And you've got to marry the two, and checklists really help you do it. It's not just someone telling you what to do. It's showing you that, if you don't do this, you're just, playing in the dark, hoping. Yeah, who else?
Maura, this is Nanette.
Hi, Nanette.
Hi. I'm just getting into exercising and learning more about it and how to do things and different things. But I love the idea of the book to keep you on track And as I get to build different parts of my body or to work on different parts of my body, you know, that's a really, really good time. I mean, everything you said was great, but it's good to write things down, and I write things down anyway, but I never thought about writing anything about the exercising and stuff, so that was great. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Nanette, I just find it so satisfying to be able to tick those things off in my little book each morning. And, you know, I mean, I know how important dopamine is and a sense of accomplishment in a world where we often feel overwhelmed. When you have little checklists and you tick things off as you go through them and you add to it as the day goes on, more things to do, what happens is you're freeing up your energy. You're de-stressing by allowing your mind to let go of something because you have put it on paper instead. Why fill your mind with the trivia? Let the paper do it. Let the phone take care of that for you. And then all you have to do is check and go, tick, done. It's huge what this does energetically.
That is so true, because I was checking off things in my calendar and stuff, and I never thought about the dopamine or how good it feels. But I write everything down, so that is a good thing to do. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Yeah. Anyone else? I'd love to hear more examples of checklists that people are using.
Hi, Maura. Charlotte.
Charlotte, hi.
Hi. I'm hesitating to say this, but yes, I use a checklist, a to-do list, but my problem way too often is that I don't put my suggestive activities on that list, so it ends up either not done or at the bottom and just doesn't work as well. So thank you.
Oh, that's excellent, Charlotte. I'm so glad you said that. Let me tie that in with something for all of you. It comes back up to the policies and procedures, the principles and the goal, okay? Like, what do you want? Carolyn talks about her story with Bill Proctor where he stared her right in the face, scared the heck out of her, and said, what do you want? And if your daily activity does not reflect what you say you want, then do you really want it? And have you ever heard the story about the mason jar with the rocks, the gravel, and the sand and the water? Who's heard that story?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a classic example for all of us, right? Is that if you're serious about creating an income and helping people create breathing room financially, helping bring tired parents home from lives that sort of from jobs that don't serve them, well then, the boulders, the big rocks, are exogenic activity that should be non-negotiable. And it has to go in there in your day. Cluster book it if you have to. Even if you're weaving isogenics into the pockets of your life, know where those pockets are. And then the next level, and isogenics isn't the only boulder. I mean, there's family. There are certain things that are at the top of the list of what you stand for that is most cherished in your life. And then the next things down will be, you know, the gravel. And, you know, that'll be, well, you know, whether I go to Starbucks or maybe I make a coffee at home instead or whatever, right? And then the sand and then the water, because we don't realize how much room we really do have to squeeze every last juicy drop out of life. We often live our days with lots of blanks in them, coasting through and certainly not following a path with purpose. And I'm insisting, too, that recreation should be one of the boulders. Book it. I'll joke about this for a second. You've heard about, you know, how fat couples often have to book a date night because their lives are so busy and they have kids and they've got work and they're just, it's crazy. Well, that date night, as much as it may not feel as spontaneous doing it that way, it's non-negotiable and it needs to be in the schedule. And it's that they're honoring each other in doing that. So reevaluate your schedule this week. Look at what's most important based on what you say you want and what results you want to achieve. And dang it all, make the changes you know you need to make. And let's celebrate your results together. So everyone, I better wrap this up. It is almost 10:30, and tomorrow we have Andrea Sinclair on the call. Andrea, are you on right now? Are you able to step out for a sec? She may not be on, and that's okay. I was just going to invite her to say if she had anything she wanted to prep us for tomorrow. Andrea is a fabulous trainer, so knowledgeable about the products and the science.
Hey, Maura?
Sure. Yep.
I think we had her muted. Sorry, let me unmute her and let her step out.
Yeah, thank you. There I am. Hi, Maura.
There you are.
Hi,
Andrea.
Yeah, great call, by the way.
Thank you. Did you want to prep anybody for what you're going to cover tomorrow or just say wait and see?
Yeah, I think wait and see because I'm mulling a couple of ideas around in my head. And I'm actually just sitting here thinking about it right now and working on it as I'm listening to you. So stay tuned and I'll find some interesting material because it's really important to make it interesting too.
Yeah, thank you, Andrea. And I'll tell you, everyone, every single trainer on this call, when we prepare for our calls with you, we're creating a checklist of what we want to cover. And, Kevin, you're going to be manning the show on Friday, and unfortunately the Canadians, all of us that are at Red and White, will have to miss that call. So I'm so glad they're recorded and they're available in Personal Power Podcast for us to listen to later. So,
Just like that story you told of the gravel, Maura, we have to set priorities, so I understand.
Thank you. Oh, and Kevin, your call last week with Eric, oh, that was gold. That was one of the best calls. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. And I can't wait to see Eric this week. I'm going to see him tomorrow. Woohoo! All right, everyone, I love you all, and go out and make it an absolutely fantastic winning Wednesday. Bye-bye, everyone.